In the headlines, the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a key part of America's Voting Rights Act, which guards against racial discrimination. This part of the Voting Rights Act applies to U.S. states with a segregationist past. The Supreme Court ruled that Section 4 of the 1965 law is unconstitutional. It also said its decision to abolish Section 4 will not affect the permanent nationwide ban on racial discrimination in voting. U.S. President Barack Obama has slammed the Supreme Court's decision. Obama said he is disappointed by the move on the Voting Rights Act and called on Congress to pass a new law to ensure equal access to polls. Dr. Randy Short with the Black Autonomy Network Community Organization is with me now live from Washington. Dr. Short, the Supreme Court invalidating the 48-year-old protections for minority voters in states with a history of racial discrimination. What's your take on this development?
Well, it's interesting. I'm exactly 48 years old. What it shows is that the struggle for human rights for African Americans is not recognized by the Supreme Court. We really need to pursue our full human rights using international instruments, as well as in pursuit of sovereignty. Our voting rights have always been tenuous. The foundation of the Republic and the Constitution cites blacks as three-fifths human. And in the Dred Scott decision of 1856, it says that black men have no rights, that whites need respect. And that shows that even though this seems to have been altered by the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, it shows that Dred Scott is the law of the land for African Americans. Whether there's a Kenyan American president or Jamaican American former Secretary of State or a Barbadian American who's Attorney General for the United States, we are not free. We are not out of the woods yet. And it's interesting that President Obama will go to Africa and showboat tomorrow his being president before Africa, and yet people of African descent in the United States are not protected when they go to vote. We had the election in 2000 stolen because of black voters being denied the right to vote in Florida and other states, and in 2004 in the state of Ohio. So It's very critical that we recognize that the high court on one hand will not protect our rights, and at the same time, they're looking at extending the rights of citizenship to vote for millions of people who've come to the country illegally. So it's very interesting. It says that our group, which is overly incarcerated, overly represented in all the disparities of health, incarceration, and suffering, we are being targeted for more gross oppression that mirrors what happened to us in the 19th century. This is really showing that America, in terms of race relations for African Americans, the world's largest single ethnic nationality grouping, they want to go back towards the 18th and 19th century in terms of how we're treated.
And Dr. Short, quickly, if you can, what could be the effects, you think, now that a core part of the Voting Rights Act is invalidated, especially for state and local governments?
Well, you'll start to see a large number of blacks not holding elected office, not that they're doing much for us. And like I said, we'll see a return to white-only legislatures and other things if we're not careful. And I think that's where people want to go. They feel that they put Barack Obama as president and there's nothing more that needs to be done in terms of the long history of genocide, slavery, and oppression of African people in this country.
Dr. Randy Short with the Black Autonomy Network Community Organization with us there live from Washington. Thank you very much.